Okay, so welcome to Webcomics. We have the webcomic artist panel here, and if you could please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your webcomic.
I'm Randall Monroe. I'm angry. I drew cartoons about positive, upbeat bunnies. I get the name wrong? Something positive. Randall Monroe, right? No, Mulholland.
No, Randy Mulholland.
I got the name right. All right. The joke was lousy. Never mind.
The spirit was good. People have a right to know what's running on their computer.
I'm Jenny Breeden. I do the webcomic Devil's Panties.
Yes, you are. It's a great webcomic, too. I'm Hunter Kressel, and I do the webcomic Vexar. And I'm punishing those people who are paying more attention to that screen than us.
My name is Rowan. I do the webcomic no one in this room has heard of except for the three people who are here because they're my friend. It's called Gnome You Didn't.
No what?
Gnome You Didn't.
Without the O, yes. Pretty sure the O was copyrighted, so I just left it off and called it a day.
And I just wanted to mention...
I would never use that. It's illegal.
A video download helper. Okay, I just wanted to mention Ryan here. Last year, she was sitting here in the audience, and she had not started her webcomic. And as a result of...
I'm just agreeing.
As a result of sitting in... my point is that we're corrupting today's youth with... She started her webcomic as a result of seeing last year's panel, so...
Oh,
she's
so
in this for less
sorry.
Than a year.
The addiction spreads.
I had a guy come up to me and say, because of your comic, I started my own, and I said, I am so sorry. And then 2 years later, he came back and said, oh, yeah, I've started my first, you know, folded over staple zine. And now I understand why you apologized. This is hard.
I think the one that does the apology is my husband, who doesn't see me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Oh, God. Okay, so...
Thank you and good night.
Hey. All right. Yep. Question...
Oh, you definitely don't want to do that. Oh, bloody hell.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, this is not going to work. The two new, you're new and you're new, right?
Has been updated. I'm sorry?
Yeah, no.
Okay. I used to MC this panel, and the fools let me up here at the table this year.
Okay, good. You weren't here last year.
Yes,
would you mind signing my shirt?
You're going to have to take it off first.
What about pants?
Yes.
Why not?
Sell out early.
I will for $20.
You already have.
Damn it.
You can't do it again.
You should take it off.
You got the right butt cheek.
Well, I'm glad I didn't get the wrong one. That was a really bad joke. Don't laugh. Oh, I already did. No, I don't have to.
Oh, you mean now?
Apparently.
This is hypothetical. Awesome. Well, you start. You don't leave a pair of pants up here.
Somehow I knew that was going to happen.
Your left ball is about to get really interesting. No, start the blue.
This is one of these things that you start out with as a lark, and then you realize you're going to be stuck with it for a long, long time. So I'm going to think about it. Oh.
No, that's a bad idea.
Okay.
No, it's adorable, but he wouldn't be able to wear the pants in public.
Perfect. It's a good idea.
It would be singing.
People from LFG and LICD who already signed up. I'm never putting those on.
Are you going to be displaying them in public?
Heavens no, I'm selling them on eBay.
Oh, awesome. Well done. Singing penis it is.
I already completely defiled the back of the shirt, so it's okay.
Can you sign this at the fly?
Huh?
Can you sign the fly?
You're asking me because I'm in a corset, aren't you?
Pretty much is the reason I'd be asking anything at this point, yes.
So why'd you pick bunnies?
Oh yes, my webcomic about the angry bunnies.
I caught that.
Because I heard that it was a good merchandising and corporation logo. A census group said that did better in advertising. That and ducks and bacon. So I have bunnies and ducks fucking with bacon. So because I hear that in an economy that is in trouble, porn and lipstick does very well. You guys are still going to keep letting me talk? Someone please, God, stop me. Oh, look, a question.
Okay, this time I actually got a question. What made you think of doing Filthy Figments?
Like I said, porn sells. Filthy Figments is a comic that was started by Gina Biggs, or it's a website. Hold on, I'm going to get this phrasing right. It's where female artists draw porn. Okay, it's not do porn. Draw. So it's basically a porn site, but it's done by women. And so there's this kind of interesting... I saw a couple of male confused faces in the audience. Because I actually had a friend of mine, he had seen some of Gina had done a story that was very much porn, and I said, oh yeah, we're gonna do a porn site, and he goes, well, yeah, but you guys haven't drawn any. I said, well, what about that story? And he's like, oh, that's not porn. And I said, how is slot A going into tab B not porn? I thought that was the definition of porn. He said, yeah, but they're in love. So that doesn't count, you know. That, well, no, the lack of sex would be marriage. There's definitely variations. I think that there's definitely there's kind of a difference between stuff that's intended for guys, geared towards guys that guys find interesting, and stuff that's geared towards, by stuff I mean porn, geared towards women, because I think that definitely women kind of want a little bit more backstory. They want to know why these two are in this field with the carrot, how they got to this point, their relationship, whether, you know, how they feel about each other, and then definitely, you know, what the carrot feels in the whole interaction. And
definitely a Gundam.
So that's why I'm doing porn. I like carrots. A lot.
They're good for eyesight, though. I don't know if you use them that way, it actually has the intended.
I tried that once, and the doctors had to help. There's eye drops I now have to use. Please ask another question. We need to move on.
We're dying
from the bunnies and the carrots. Oh, he's not going to let us read those. Questions, comments, concerns, fears, exit.
I'm betting that's not the first time he's heard that. Or said that. Okay.
Yay, question. Or we're
bleeding. What's the website for
the porn? Filthyfigments.com. Yeah.
We want to see the... should we not get the finish wrong?
Your question, and then we're going to go with the gentleman in the hat. And
well, that's not going to last much longer. There we go.
What was no one got hit that time. Okay,
my question was to any of you, all of you, in the process of setting up your comics, like, can you talk at all about what decisions you made as far as, like, finding hosting? Did you use your own? Did you use someone else's? Because I know there are sites that host web comics for you if you choose to go that route. And what's your creative process like? Do you just sit around and, oh, I just came up with an idea, I better write it down? Or do you sit down to purposefully write something and then not stop until you're done? Or things of that nature, I would find.
I used KeenSpot and Drunk Duck. And I take a tape recording of when something funny happens. I take out my cell phone, put the tape recording button on, and then say, okay, do that again. And then about a month later, I go through all the recordings and write out the script, figure out how to get from the beginning to the end of that in four panels. I pencil it on 8.5 by 11 copy paper, use a Sharpie to letter it, and then a dip nib to ink it. It's like a calligraphy pen. Scan it in, use Photoshop to clean it up. I archive it at 600 DPI, and then I save it again at 72 DPI to put it up online. That way I can actually print it later.
I'm not being clever when I say I listen to people like this and do what they do, because my process mirrors hers almost exactly. I'm actually doing an episodic, so I've got a continuing story, and I envy her because she has the advantage of being able to take inspiration and comedy from the moment.
Dealing.
And good artists imitate, great artists steal. So let's answer the question backwards, because I know you care. But it's I archive mine at 300 DPI. 600 DPI is probably better. Same thing. Draw it. I ink it with, because of my style, I use a plastic nib pen. It just works better for the crap that I draw.
They make plastic?
Yeah, these weird star point plastic pens. It just works better for my hand pressure. I've got one. I'll show you.
Oh, yeah. No, I want to
it
see
doesn't vibrate,
nib.
Though.
I would love to see your nib.
It's very small. It's tiny.
Yeah, but it's really how
it's
you use
sad.
It. I mean, you guys... never mind.
It's how you use it. It's not just size. It's how you use it. And frankly, that's a disaster, too. So, but likewise, hand draw, hand ink. I'm drawing in blue now for the first time, you know, so I don't have to erase pencil lines. One thing I do, I don't know if you do, is... I actually letter my four panels first, print out the word balloons as, say, an 80% locked, you know, blocking, and then draw over that knowing I can reposition and resize. But I found that it speeds it up. So I've got a stack. All my drawings were drawn over, and I printed out blue ink, obviously, a very light powder blue. Works just as well as the process blue pencil, at least with my scanner. And it makes it easier for me to draw the crap that I draw. Anyway, as for writing it... Dear God in heaven, that's the worst part. I do what's called a four-panel gag a day, and it means that it's four panels, and I vomit once a day while drawing it. And I'm trying to tell a story and be funny, and it advance a larger, you know, story arc, and it's killing me, you know. And when my comic's late, I didn't have work to do. The dog didn't eat my homework. It's not like I literally sat there, you know, at my desk like this. You know, until blood was pouring on my forehead, and I couldn't advance the story. Or I came up with an idea and hated it so much that I fell into a dark depression and eventually went to sleep. But anyway, so that's my creative process, and it's probably indicative of the final product. So if you haven't read it, it's vexar.com, and you probably shouldn't. But anyway.
You want to show off the tablet?
No. They don't know. They don't need to know. This is a Tuos model PTZ630 Wacom tablet, and the reason I chose this particular tablet was it was a year out of date, and the newer tablet, whose specs were virtually identical, cost $200 more. Literally, this thing came to me at about at under $200, and. You know, my first thought was get an 8.5 by 11 tablet because I'm going to draw 8.5 by 11. Well, you don't, not really. And even if you did, you can reposition the document. This is what? Tell me, 6 by 8 by. It's.
I'm an artist.
It's the smaller one.
9 by 12.
Yeah, something.
Looks like 6 by 8.
It's not the biggest one, and it suits me. No, it doesn't suit me fine. It's more than I could use, and it's great. And the reason I have a piece of paper taped to it. I mentioned the vomiting. The piece of paper is because not when I'm doing the comic necessarily, but if I do freehand art and stuff, which is equally bad, the paper provides resistance on the pen, so I have more control, and what happens here looks a lot more like what would happen if I were just drawing on a piece of paper. Bonus, it protects the template that you're drawing on. Sadness, it wears out. Fortunately, they're replaceable, but it wears out the tip of the pen more. So be aware if you're like a real, you know. You'll kind of grind through this pretty quickly, but these are replaceable, and this is not, so.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I was hoping to not talk, so don't apologize to me. The way I do my comic has completely and totally changed from when I started to when I ended. The comic looks completely different. What you're staring at or may not be staring at, what you're hopefully staring at so you're not looking at me, is actually not indicative of what my comic looks like. I generally post complete filler on the weekends.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all good. You didn't know. No one knows. No one's heard of me. Yeah. That's closer to what my comic actually looks like. The process I have now is that I, like the other two, because I kind of read Devil's Panties and copied, is I hand draw it, and then I actually ink it with a gel pen and a Sharpie, because I'm cheap, and they're cheap. And then I scan it into my computer, making sure I'm at 300 resolution, and color it, just like filling a coloring book, with my Wacom tablet and pen. And I have a little Wacom Bamboo. It was the smallest, cheapest one I could get, and it was still over $100. And the whole process takes me, from start to finish, maybe an hour and a half now. It used to take me 4, so I consider this improvement. And to answer the first part of your question, when I first started my comic, I was actually using WordPress.com because all of my friends are bloggers, and one of them dragged me and set me up an account, so I just started using it. After a little while, I just didn't like the fact that I couldn't customize the site that well, so I'm actually using WordPress.org now. A friend of mine who took pity on me is giving me free hosting on his WordPress site. I believe it's actually HostGator, but once you get WordPress installed, I like it because all I have to do is upload a picture and I'm done, unless I feel like talking at the end, which I do a lot because I tend to ramble.
Randy. Randy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hi, yeah. Welcome back. It's nice to see you again.
Sorry, it was the drugs. I was having a flashback.
No, that's fine. It's nice to see you drop in on us, even though you said you were going someplace else this weekend. But
I am. It's in my head, someplace else.
Still, I was wondering what you were doing with Charisma lately, since it seems you're trying to redeem her, when before you said she wasn't supposed to be redeemed, she wasn't a really redeemable character, but now she's almost sympathetic with the delusional blue bear imaginary thing trying to
it's
screw
because
her
of the,
over,
the,
over
the pot. It's all, you know, she's
right.
On the pot. That's what
well,
it is.
It just seems like you're trying to redeem her somehow and try and make her atone for what she did before.
I'm trying to get in her pants. That's what
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Wait, no.
It's better that way.
In their tradition of...
Yeah, right. That's
yeah.
In the tradition of trite and cliche webcomic panel questions, what webcomics did you draw inspiration from, and which ones are you reading right now, Rowan, first?
I'm sorry, he just described himself as handsome and I had to laugh. One of the first webcomics I ever found is another really small one called Sidekick Girl, run through Comic Genesis. I still like it. It posts once a week and I wish it would post more often. The second one I found is one of the larger ones, Questionable Content by Jeff Jock. I also read Devil's Panties and XKCD. I have a whole webcomic bookmark on my computer that I check religiously, so I'm not going to list them all, but there's a lot. The one that probably inspired me most about the way I write my own webcomic is Jenny Breeden, which is why I'm sitting over here, because otherwise I'll fangirl squee, and that would just be embarrassing.
But that would be adorable, and you're in a corset, and, you know,
I can
hot.
I actually had a question about your scanning. Do you do any type of color correction to make sure that the colors you actually colored with actually show up after you scan it? No, that's for all of y'all.
Oh. God dang it. No, actually, the only thing I do, I learned from Scott Kurtz accidentally, and it's I just use the under adjustments levels. I'm rewinding the process of it. Okay, so draw it in pencil. It's blue pencil. It doesn't have to be, but if it's blue pencil, I don't have to erase. I ink. I scan, so I have a black and white image. That's what I work off of. All I do is, it's a really ugly grayscale. There's all kinds of artifacting because it's not a really good scanner. And but it doesn't have to be, because that's just the beginning of the process. So but here's the thing. Okay, so what you're asking me is, it's a black and white image, but it's been recorded in shades of gray. So what I do is I select the blackest of the black portions of the black drawing. It selects all of them within a range. I select inverse, get rid of everything that's not black. And then I go to levels, and I drag, I adjust it so that it crushes the grays into black and blows out the lighter grays into white, so I'm left with a high contrast. And if I'm happy with the results, I change it to a grayscale. I get rid of all the color information. So I start with that. Then I go in a black and white world using just black and white. I correct. So any overdraws, underdraws, any gaps, any places where there was a scanning error, I'm sitting here, going through, touching it up. When I'm done with that, I work in color, and I go in and with something as prosaic as the bucket tool, I'll fill. Or maybe sometimes I'll break out a gradient and just go crazy. So you see what I'm saying? I'm starting in a black and white world, so there's no color correction. And then when I go to color, she actually has done print stuff, and I listen to her because that's where you start to worry about resolution.
Pardon me.
Has anyone seen? Anyway, that's when it matters. So. But the thing is, and you tell me this, because you're choosing electronic colors anyway to color your comic, you're not matching to anything, so there's no color correction on that end of it going to a book. Did that make sense, or am I rambling?
I don't do any color for books. What was the question?
Actually, answered the first question, but you gave me a second question, which is, it's very common that you can pick colors that look great on a website and look really crappy in print, or vice versa, or don't translate well. Are you careful about the colors you pick so that the translation works?
What kind of black and white do you use?
If you look at my website personally, the only color I use is red. So transferring and all that. But the difference between online and print is that online uses RGB and print uses CMYK.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're trying to get the tone right, the exact color right, then yeah, screw it.
Yeah,
oh God, there's children.
Well, I was going to say, I only use web colors.
Nobody look. This is totally PG, honest.
Oh, that's nice. Damn it. I mean, darn. I use web colors only, and I'm publishing in a GIF format, so it doesn't like gradients. And sometimes I bring in photographic elements because it's kind of funny to do so. No, it's not. I think it is, but it isn't. But the point is, I pay for it, because when you've got like a nice gradient, image of Earth, mine's science fiction, by the way, and everything else is web colors. Even when I go to GIF, forget printing, when it actually is updated on my website, Earth has the gorgeous compression scarring. What was a gentle gradient is these nice stair-steppy, crappy Atari 8-bit sort of. That's why I have three readers. Well, I've been doing the comic for 5 years. It was a ridiculous question 5 years ago, but it wasn't quite as ridiculous, or my answer wouldn't be quite as ridiculous. Because I started 5 years ago. You mean like as opposed to Ping?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, it started as a black and white comic. One, two. They're back in the day. You guys remember 2005? You weren't born. There were some compatibility issues, kind of, not really, but I mean, there was a scare where Ping might. I don't remember. The point was, there more people were using GIF. It was easier, and the comic was black and white, so there weren't any issues. And then finally, it went to color. Believe it or not, it's harder if you're using web colors only to do a black and white comic, because it's like, how many colors does it take to do a map of Africa? With no two colors touching, if all I have are five gradients or four gradients of gray, including white, I kept winding up with the grays bumping into each other, and I wanted everything to be different, right? So color actually made it faster. I started out thinking a black and white would be much faster. Color actually saves me time. So I probably should have switched. I do some stuff in Ping, and I don't know, because you're not helping me do my webcomic. That's the answer. I'll go on all day.
You're a traditionalist, right?
I I have a short attention span. What are we doing?
Where are we going? Why are we in this hand basket? Was there a question? Were we answering one? What was the, where are we?
They were critiquing my comic and it wasn't kind. That's the gist.
You suck. There was the original question. There was a previous question of what webcomics do we read and what influenced us and stuff like that. And I think the first, I don't actually remember what the name of the first webcomic was that I saw, but then I saw Sinfest, and my God, I think he was on there before the internet began. But the stuff that influences me, though, is I grew up, before I could read, I was flipping through my brother's ElfQuest comics, which kind of messed up my idea of how exactly elves reproduced. I thought it had something to do with fireflies. Strangers in Paradise, which I was in college, and so one person looked at my art and went, "Yeah, ElfQuest and Strangers in Paradise. What?" But the thing is, I think I take my, oh no.
I'm backing up a couple. It's just a montage.
All right. I don't know what I posted though. I don't remember.
This is 2 days ago, I think. This
but yeah, as far as I just like manly kit of, what was it?
Of stunt kites?
Hardcore manliness.
manly kite of hardcore.
Man,
manliness.
Stunt kites start at $40. I bought my prom dress for $30. So buying a kite for more than my prom dress was just beyond me. Guys are weird. Yeah, he wanted to get the $90 one. You're going to fly it once. You're at the beach. You only use it once. Anyway, but I use Calvin and Hobbes for writing. Any time that I do that look on that face, that kind of, you know, I've got a plan. I have an idea, and I'm going to cause mischief. It's all Calvin and Hobbes. Questions, comments, concerns, fears? Yay!
Of all the stages that it takes to put up even just one page up on the web, which stage is the hardest?
That's a neat writing. I wasn't kidding. It takes hours to do a stupid gag. What will happen is sometimes a story will suggest an idea, and so four or five pop out, or it just. The perfect storm is when you have an idea that suggests consequences, and the consequences lead to more consequences. This is completely licensed, by the way. I own that. And it's funny, and it's ridiculous, and it suggests punchlines. And then, bam, I'll do four in a night, you know, or I'll write them ahead. I'm like, oh, great, I'm set for weeks. And then I'll get to a point where I'm actually trying to do something or do something important. Big mistake, by the way. And that's when I'm beating my head against the wall and the neighbors call the cops and all that stuff. So that's the hardest for me. The drawing is, from start to finish, no matter what I do, other than the writing, it seems to take just that 2 hours.
In the long term, you'll start reading because the art is pretty. But that's you'll buy the first comic book or the second comic book because the art is pretty. But you're going to buy the third and fourth comic because the story is good, that you got into the story. And so, how you get a reader is the art. How you keep a reader is the writing. And so, yeah, definitely coming up with something that is interesting, that people identify with. Sometimes I'm stuck on punchline. Sometimes I'm stuck on how to get to the punchline. Every once in a while I would find scraps of paper in my pocket with ideas on them for cartoons, but the thing is, it was just the punchline that I had written down, and I had no idea how I got to that. Are the children still in the room? Yeah. Okay, then it'll be a punchline like, hold on, I gotta think of the new punchline. you come to a situation where you forget how you got there, and so I'm sitting there going, you know, it's a brilliant punchline, but how exactly do I explain? My brother was standing above the older brother is standing above the younger brother going, man, if he dies, mom's going to kill me. And so how to get to that point, how they originally got to that point was They were 15 years old. They were in Jamaica. They were on motor scooters because you don't need a license to drive in Jamaica, and there's no speed limit. And so my younger brother got hit by a bus. So my older brother is looking at his unconscious body and goes, "Man, I'm gonna get in so much trouble if he dies." But to get to that point, I'm sitting there going, "Well, there's a lot of story that really doesn't have any point. And it takes, four comics just to get to that one punchline. So how do I condense that into four panels?" And so I lied. I had them just running around, and one ran into a tree. So yeah, trying to figure out some sort of concise, clear, specific way to get to a point. What are you doing?
No, it's not important. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, look at all the people looking at the man behind the curtain.
They're being punished.
What do you find the hardest?
What do I find the hardest? Yep. The hardest part for me is clearing all the D&D people out of my house long enough to set up the computer.
I found that age takes care of that. supposed to be mean. It's supposed to be sad.
It would be more sad if it weren't for the fact that two of the people in the game are younger than me, so that's even longer that I have to wait.
Questions? Comments?
Are there any other... Okay, I'll get back there. Are there any other webcomic artists secretly hiding in the audience? Ah. Was a question back here?
Yeah, I'm scared to have to be like Pete Abrams or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I should call him.
What are the best or most effective marketing strategies that you use to get or maintain readership? Maintaining readership is all about story and a reader interest, but to get them in the door in the first place, what's the best marketing strategies that you found?
Hack someone else's site. I got my biggest influx because Randy Mulholland wanted to have a vacation for, Christmas or something stupid like that. And so he asked a bunch of people, he was like, "Please, send me a cartoon." So I drew a cartoon of some of his characters doing inappropriate things that really should not be done by anyone else under 21. Or 40. And so because, I did it in, I used his characters and I did it in his humor. It was a kind of joke that I would never put on my comic. And so he was able to put that up on his site and have like a day off. And because of that, I still get readers from his site. So it's it wasn't necessarily fan art. It was just a way, I was giving him a day off. So.
Same general answer, yeah. Cross-linking references, finding out who is more famous than you, who may actually like your comic, which is one, flattering and surprising, but two, when they do a cameo of one of your characters without telling you, and you look at your hits one day, and you're used to 5,000, 10,000, you suddenly had 65,000 people. Where did they come from? And then you forge relationship with them, and then you can. My comic doesn't lend itself to like guests. Shots, but guest shots would definitely be a way to get readership, and definitely sending unsolicited artwork to people like R.K. Mulholland or Pete Abrams or whatever. They might be impressed enough with it to put it up, and I, having nothing to do with my comic, I see that happen all the time. I don't normally do... Scott Kurtz, again, did something like that once, and he said, I don't normally do this, I don't know who this person is, but I really like the comic, so here it is. And I'm sure that guy's server went down like a submarine. That definitely works. Be consistently funny. Have no shame. Don't be afraid to put your name out there and say, I do a comic. You never know who might go, "Oh God, not again." They look at it and say, "Hey, I kind of like this." One of the best pieces of encouragement I got was, I'm 43. My brain doesn't work anymore. Was somebody I respect. Oh, no, Chris Straub.
Okay.
And I just said, "Hey, Chris, sir, Mr., please, will you look at my comic, tell me what you think?" And he said words I will not forget. "I like this fellow. I would like to see more of him." That was 5 years ago, and the rest is obscurity. So.
I haven't had any influxes.
That's
part of why I agreed to sit here, is I was hoping I would get one.
What? I did find handing out business cards at conventions really does help. Having a card that stands out, maybe putting something on the card that has nothing whatsoever to do with your comic, lying, really, really helps.
Like satanic porn, for sure.
Children present.
In the room.
The word not is
describe
there.
Describe the satanic porn. I eventually just admitted there was such a thing as.
Mommy, what's... Never mind.
Well, then it's up to her.
I heard a little girl this weekend look up at her mom and goes, Mommy, why is that girl walking around on a leash? I turned to my friend who I was like, oh, I can't wait to hear this answer. She's pretending. Very accurate. Very accurate.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah. God, I gotta write that down.
See, and it does me no good at all. Maybe they're in a spaceship. No. Where do you get your ideas?
Where do I get my ideas?
Yeah, I wonder where you get your ideas.
Whenever I first decided to actually make a webcomic, like all my friends were poking me to do, I sat down and wrote out an entire story arc of where I wanted the characters to go, and then whenever I started actually drawing them and realized how long it takes to move the story, I realized I have like a year's worth of material.
Valid. I hate to do, no, I don't hate to do this. I want to do this so bad. Does anybody read Vexar? I'm just curious. And I'll tell you why I asked. Why no? Not only are all my readers in the UK, all my readers assume I'm in the UK.
You do realize that means at some point what your readers are going to get together and go, we want to have you come to a convention, and guess where you get to go?
It's true. That's true. One of my readers wore a t-shirt on a BBC talk show last spring.
Just for your sake.
Yeah. I was like, hey, I finally got your t-shirt on t-shirt. Ha ha, really? Let me see it on TV. And he sends me a YouTube clip. And I'm like, I'm an economics major, and it was funny to me because he was on some kind of a monetary policy talk show. on BBC 9 or something. One reader. He's my mom.
I love you,
comic sweet. My mom is Harvey Firestein.
Please ask another question. Okay, you can't ask Randall Monroe a question. Milholland, whatever the head my name was.
What's your favorite strip that you've done, all three?
Oh, wait, what?
Which of your individual strips do you enjoy the most?
I've drawn 3,000 of them.
Pick one at random.
Of the 3,000? I don't remember what I posted yesterday.
What's your favorite Dragon Con strip that you've drawn?
Again, I've done three. My favorite comic strip that I did was some stick figures. It was two stick figures standing there for a couple of panels, and in the last panel, the last stick figure throws his hands up and goes, full frontal! Brilliant! I was like, that's it. I'm drawing stick figures from now on. Which is why whenever somebody's like, oh, I want to draw a comic, I have this great idea for a webcomic, but, you know, I really can't draw. I can't even draw stick figures. No excuse. The best comics out there are stick figures.
SKCD.
Well, and Help Desk.
He ordered a stick.
Yeah, one of my favorite comics is Help Desk, and the guy constantly complains about how he can't draw, and it's one of the reasons I started it. He's hilarious. And he took a common trope and kind of turned it on its head. Instead of making fun of users, it's a Dragon Con, you get it. Instead of making fun of users, he's making fun of the software company, and that's typically not how it goes. You know, it's like, oh, that stupid user, he put a coffee mug on his hard drive, his CD-ROM tray. It's the people who run the company are bastards, and we're all their victims. But anyway. Your favorite comic, because I'm not going to answer.
Okay. I'm going to be cheesy and say my favorite comic is the first one, because that's where it started.
Aww. Let's take a look at it and see if it's good.
It's not.
Everybody loves Brent Franklin.
Oh, actually, the composition is kind of cool. Moby, no.
Aw,
yeah. But the best part is
she's got background and perspective and there's
that went away later.
Yeah, I don't even draw the stuff that's outside the window. It's just glint. You don't have to draw anything.
I save background files on my computer and I recycle them.
Oh, brilliant!
Yeah.
She's learning already.
Yep. How much time do we have left? Ooh, there's just enough time to load this file.
What was your question?
Do you find yourself using multiple programs before, like, implementing your comic for a day? Like, do you switch from Photoshop to Flash to After Effects, or do you just use one thing to go through?
Photoshop and Word. What was that that you use? Word. You used to use? What's it called? WordPress?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that one.
WordPress.
I stay in Photoshop as much as possible. I write in Microsoft Word. I know that if I went out in Flash would make the word balloons easier. I'm not going to use Scott Kurtz again. If I used Flash or some other program like that, it'd be easier to contain the words in the word bubbles, but I just suffer through it. It's not the longest part of the process by any means, but the most painful part of the process is, you know, you try to make your paragraph or your speech blot roughly oval, you know, so that you can put it inside of an oval or circle thing. And those damn letters, they just don't cooperate. So I would love to go out, but I stay in Photoshop because I'm short attention span and cake.
I make my comic in GIMP.
All intelligent life has cake. GIMP is rocks. GIMP is awesome.
GIMP is free.
And GIMP opens Photoshop files. Mm-hmm.
Okay, real quick, is it okay if I give my webcomic a shameless plug?
Yay!
It's not all right, but do it anyway.
All right. Webcomic is frogskinboots.com. It's coming up to 500 updates. Been going since 2006. And I also draw a new one called Atomic Corn Dog that updates 2 times a week. Frogskinboots.com, atomiccorndog.com.
Frogskin Boots?
Yes.
All right, now you have to ask a question.
Oh. Is Project Wonderful worth it?
Yeah. Define worth it?
Is it worth the money that you pay? Does it really bring in a lot of views?
Depends on how you spend it. Project Wonderful is a website. It's a service where you you make an account, you put the code on your site, and then people can bid on that advertising space. And so if you have a very popular site, one person says, I'll pay 10 cents to put my banner up. And the other person says, no, I'm going to pay 20 cents to put my banner up. And the next person, you know, so it goes up. So to get ad space on PvP, it's $50. To get ad space on my site, it's 60 cents. So it's kind of a back and forth.
Can somebody outbid an existing banner ad so that, like, you're running a banner and she goes, oh, you know what, it's only $1.50, I'll bid a dollar.
Oh, yeah. Well, and also it's a great automatic program that when you fill out and you say, oh, I want to bid on this website, I want to start the bid at $1, bring it up 10-cent increments, but I'm only willing to get up to about $5 a day. And it'll automatically do that. So your banner might go up for about an hour or so. And yeah, and it's all automated. So you don't have to sit there and bid and bid and bid. You just set it up and leave. I do it for like a month. You know, I'll say, okay, bid on 5 random web comics and spend $1 a day and do this for about a month and I only want to spend $20. And then my advertising is taken care of. You know, I can ask. And if you find a website you really like, you can see that they have a Project Wonderful ad, and you click on that and say, okay, I want to put my ad here. I don't use it to make money. Any money I make from it, I put it right back into advertising, but that means that I don't spend anything for advertising. Do you guys use Project Wonderful at all?
I do not, but I might.
I was waiting until I had readers.
Do you put your advertising up on other Project Wonderful sites?
No, that was waiting till I had money.
Oh, chicken and the egg. There was a question in the green shirt, ma'am.
Yeah, does that program automatically throw the banner up? Or do you have to go into the coding and put the banner yourself up?
Oh, it's all automatic. And that's why I use it. I had a lot of people asking to put advertising on my site, and I couldn't physically go in and you know, save the banner, put it up in the coding, upload it, you know, refresh. It does all that. Oh, yeah, no, and that's what, whenever somebody says, oh, do you do Link Exchange, I'm like, hey, have you heard about Project Wonderful? Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily me trying to get their 60 cents. It's mostly because I'm lazy, and I really don't want to deal with it. And
so, yeah. If you're working, you're trying to write and come up with ideas, having to go into the programming and all that's a headache.
Oh, there's a guy said, marketing guy said that to do a comic, 10% of your time is actually drawing it, and the rest of your time is everything else, the merchandise, the advertising, the conventions, the the printing, the all that kind of stuff. So when I heard that it was 10% of my time, I knew it was taking 8 hours a day drawing it.
Some of them are stacked.
I said the math does not add up. but yeah, it's pretty much true. I spend about 2 hours a day working in the comic, and I spend about 13 hours a day, 14 hours a day doing everything else. Pretty.
Okay.
This is my library of backgrounds, and if it's complicated to draw, you can bet I'm going to save it and never draw it again.
It's very sexy. Thank you. I'm mostly used to using Photoshop, and I'd used GIMP recently and found it utterly confusing. What's your advice on, GIMP for Photoshop users?
Well, I mean, if there's any reason, why would you need to quit using Photoshop?
Okay, so I work at a company where I can request free software, and it's easy to do that, whereas it's hard to make a business case to say, hey, give me this $800 piece of software and I need to put two image files together.
My only advice is bite the bullet and just really play with GIMP and force yourself to do it. It kind of in the same way that when your favorite piece of software gets replaced by the next version and it stinks, but it's you got to learn to use the interface because your company was bought and or changed architecture and or hates you, and this is just what you got to use. So just kind of dig in and use it. GIMP shouldn't be that confusing and it's just frustrating because you're just so comfortable with Photoshop. But all the same tools are there. There are some things that don't transfer over. I found some of my settings. I tried to open a file and there was something that GIMP wouldn't open. It wasn't a big deal, but just bite the bullet and go in to use it. It's amazing that it's free and it does everything that it does. Mm-hmm. And to me, it was very similar enough to Photoshop that I was able to download it and use it. I was stuck somewhere with another machine and muddled through the simple task I had to do. Stop whining, I guess is what I'm saying. I don't know. No, I feel your pain. There's nothing you can do. Just learn to use it. But it I don't think it will betray you. Are you afraid that you're going to get into it and find out that it sucks?
I muddled through and did what I had to do. It just took forever.
And it didn't thrill you, right?
Yeah.
I just
sucked it up.
I think there's more under the hood.
You know.
I think there's more there. It's going to take the kind of dedication we've already put into Photoshop to see it.
Yeah.
That would be why my comic took me 4 hours whenever I first started doing it, is because I also learned on Photoshop and was making it in GIMP. And it does become easier. I'm at a point now where I use a lot of hotkeys in GIMP because most of them just make sense to me. And if I set up my computer to draw someplace other than my house, I somehow get a crowd of people watching me. And it looks like magic because I'm hitting hotkeys and they are noticing my left hand. And all of a sudden the same pen is doing different things. Awesome.
Go ahead.
So the Gagaday format for the comic seems to preclude itself to being, to use the phrase, easier lightly, as I've never drawn anything in my life. But it does appear to be giving you an ulcer. Why choose Gagaday if it's so difficult, and why not choose like an overarching storyline and in sort of a more questionable content style plot arc? Thing that looks like this.
That is an excellent question. So good it has no answer. Next. there's a reason. I didn't start a webcomic really to do a webcomic. I was in at that time a sketch comedy troupe, and I do comedy and I write comedy, which I really love doing. And I intentionally chose something that was difficult. I chose the Gagaday format partly because I do like to tell stories, and I do fancy myself an amusing individual, so I wanted to exercise that as well. And I chose something that was a challenge. And there's something else I haven't told you. I'm a man. I love her comic, and I wish I could do her comic for one reason. You really don't have, you don't have the subject matter restrictions that, that I have. And I said, I'm going to do a comic the family can read. Not because I think that's inherently good, but if I can drop an F-bomb, it's pretty easy to be funny. And anyone here who knows me, I apologize. But you, I'm profane. I'm very profane. And my humor's profane. And people who don't go there, oh, I go there. I go there, I take pictures, come back and show you, and then take you there with me. But I thought, if it's really, you know, things which are inherently funny are funny regardless of sort of the base tickle me, you know, aspect of it. And so I said, I'm gonna take the hard road on purpose. So the answer was, because it was difficult, and because I in other words, the ultra was my own doing. But that's why. Yes, Paul.
All right then, why didn't you
raise your hand when I asked you reads my comic?
You didn't see.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, why don't you draw your own comic, then hand it off to the other and let them do the dialogue?
I don't want to go to jail. Oh, no. I don't know. I don't think anybody would much. I didn't mean you. Yeah, I did. I just meant that. I don't know. I'd love to do that. I'd love to do a comic swap. One time. Who's the gentleman? Do you know the whiteboard? It's a paintball comic. So you're not from Canada. It's a whiteboard. So Doc.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Doc Smith. Doc Hammer.
Doc.
Doc Smith. He apparently reads me, and I'm thrilled by that because he's somebody I actually read. I didn't any idea that he read me as well. And he did a cameo, and I thought it was cute, but there's no dialogue, so it's not like he was taking advantage of my characters. So, I mean, using my characters are... It's day three, guys. He was not writing for them. So I would love to have him write for him and see what he comes up with. I don't know. I'd love to do it, but nobody wants to do my comics. And she knows better to let me touch anything. She's drawn.
No, there's children here. Never mind.
I feel like that would lie.
I can't say anything because I think the kids are still here.
They got to grow up sometime.
I think they're the most grown-up people in this room.
So, apart from your horrible, debilitating masochism, what keeps you motivated to keep drawing these horrible comics that are killing you, obviously?
Because I said I would. Because I told, I told both of my readers that the... Paul, I said, I'm not gonna there were a lot of comics that I really enjoyed that posted less and less frequently and then eventually went away. And I just said, I'm not going to do that. And so I have, depending on how you want to describe it, I've been doing it since 2005. I've updated I have an update for every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I've not updated every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, which I made abundantly clear. I miss them, but if I miss one, I go back and I do it for that day. And none of you do. But the point is, those people who do keep up with my comic will see my desperate little banners that say, I'm only 5 comics behind. I'm only 4 comics behind. And I'm adding them, and I'll stack them vertically because I have a really crappy website. But the thing is, I just said I would, and I'm not going to back down on that until eventually I take my own life.
What keeps you updating?
What keeps me updating is... two things. One, I really don't like getting the phone calls from my aunt asking where her gnome is today.
Awesome.
And two, I am just a really special person, and if I don't have some kind of right brain outlet, I go stark raving insane.
Best reason ever.
Yeah.
Do you guys do your own website, or do you have someone else program it and put it up? So you hire someone else to do it?
No, I know next to nothing about the internet, and... which is amazing that I have making a living at internet-based thing, and so that's why I was always on Keenspace, is that I have, or Keenspot or whatever I was on, that I have no idea how to do coding, or I actually don't know what a server is and what it does and all that kind of stuff. But I you have to learn if you the only way that anything is going to get done, if you're really into something, you're the only one that's going to be, that's going to work on it. You're the only one that's going to put as much effort into it as needs to be done. And so you're going to have to learn some stuff that you don't know or aren't interested in, just because, you know, I own a house and I learned how to put in a garbage disposal, because, you know, it was cheap. The guy didn't fix it and I had to pay him $80, and the garbage disposal cost $80. So you just got to do it yourself. You know, apparently nobody else is going to do it. Now, I did get a, I was supposed to switch over from KeenSpot to my own site, and I really did not want to re-upload 3,000 comic strips. So now my boyfriend was like, you know, stop it, put down the computer, no, just go draw, and I'll do it. Which I kind of got in trouble in Florida when a guy came up to my table and said, oh, you know, this looks familiar, I think I know the guy that's working on this. What? And he goes, yeah, I know the guy that does the programming and stuff for this. I'm like, no, that's me. No, I do all of this. And I got really defensive. I was like, I'm the only one that works on this, and it's my blood, sweat, and tears, and nobody else is responsible for this. And he goes, oh, man, I'm going to have to call up Obi and tell him he's a liar. I mean, yeah, no, yes, yes, no, yes. He did figure out how to upload all of it. And so it's, I mean... And I realized, I looked over the shoulder at a guy who was, I was like, oh, how do you do this? And he goes, oh, yeah, let me do that for you. And he did a Google search on how to. And so I realized that it's just a question of, if you don't know how to do something, do a Google search. Figure out how to do it.
Ride the Google horse.
Yeah. And I think they were saying that they didn't know how to use GIMP, but which, it's really called GIMP.
Yes, generic image manipulation.
I think it's accurate. Mine keeps crashing.
You're using Gimpy. Oh, no. I'm sure the way.
But it's just they just sat down and did it. It took a long time, but after a while they learned how to do it. So I think the guys that do Mega Tokyo, you know, it takes them 12 hours or 8 hours or something to do one of theirs. So it'll take you a long time, but you know, grit your teeth and push through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What can we do to make your life more confusing?
I got a legitimate one.
Again?
Yes, I know. I'm just so full of questions. All right.
Well, something.
So you guys work in what could be very loosely, nebulously described as a comedy style entertainment esque industry. With the
if it were funny, yeah.
Uh-huh. The real like burst of the channel awesome, that guy with the glasses, Linkara, Spoonie stuff. Is there any temptation to open the Pandora's box of going into other entertainment media other than just the webcam?
Do you mean like radio or I mean
podcasts,
other media?
Film, sketch comedy, that sort of thing.
I use it as as what?
More work.
Well, I've got it's other ways of advertising your stuff. I've got a video blog that I do whenever I can breathe again. And I find that's, you know, I don't know what caused me. I do so many conventions and the panels, and when I have a full night's sleep, I'm very entertaining on the panels. And I figured out how to try to talk up the site, and so I'm actually using the other forms of media to advertise for my free comic that also advertises for the books that people eventually, in theory, pay me for to make my living and pay the bills. And so if your question is if we've ever thought of going into other media, then I've done that, you know, as advertising. And it is interesting in what you find when you try something new, of, you know, podcasts and the videos and maybe writing or something that you're just doing to advertise for your stuff, and you start getting a shtick down, and I think it is like, you know, either stand up or comedy or whatever it is, you figure out the joke that everybody laughs at and you're able to pull that out. I try to space my conventions out geographically so because I do the same panel and I use the same jokes, and hopefully the same people don't show up. Cause it doesn't
How does that work? I mean, it's what? The same convention. So. Oh, you try to do different kinds so they don't.
Yes, no, geographically and
oh, I'm sorry.
Stuff, I think. What was the question?
I have a day job. I have gaming obligations. I have a husband that I like to see occasionally, so I'll just stick with a comic.
Oh. Oh, me too? Ah, shoot. Actually, I have an endeavor called Obvious Notion, and I, with Brian Pace and David Woods and Josh Davenport, fancy ourselves video comedians of the interwebs, and we are going to bring content to you soon. That's obviousnotion.com, obviousnotion.com. I need sleep. But my point is, yeah, I was already doing comedy and stuff, and the webcomic thing, when that started to ebb when I was between things, the webcomic filled a niche. So I guess the answer to you is, I'm already there, damn it, leave me alone. And none of this makes me any money, so I have a day job, too. There. How long is this panel?
Oh, she hasn't asked a question.
Is it 2 hours?
So a lot of people have been asking about inspiration. What alcoholic beverage inspires you the most to
coffee.
Write your webcomics?
Coffee. More coffee.
Works like great.
He's not famous. Coffee in 5 hours.
It's like Robitussin without all the subtle charm. Diet Mountain Dew Code Red.
I drink coffee, I drink tea, and that's it. I'm very boring. Sorry.
What is your favorite noise in the world?
Kids are gone.
What is your real favorite noise?
Obi would get in trouble.
Cash. I'm simple. The sound of an envelope being opened that contains a check. It's magical. And it makes the lights glow.
Are you sure? You mean the publishing clearinghouse checks?
No, the real ones, actually. The ones from my day job. Favorite sound in the world?
Favorite sound in the world?
That's good.
I'm going to be cheesy. I'm going to be cheesy again and say laughter, because I like it when I like it when I can help make people laugh, or hopefully, and I just pray they're not laughing at me. They're laughing with me. I'll even settle for near me, as long as it's not at me.
Randy, now that the kids are gone.
A question. There was a question up here. You already asked the question. There you go. Yes, please save me.
In addition to your webcomics, what webcomics should we really be reading if we're not already?
Skin Deep, it's gorgeous, and is that a child? No. Ogloff. O-G-L-A-L. Oh my god. I was told there was going to be some cosplayers here. I'm still looking for a flat bear. I've got a t-shirt, a new t-shirt I was wearing on Friday that has a sprite on it.
Webcomics? You're actually, I always defer to you on that because you're a much better source of the real avant-garde and sort of groundbreaking and sometimes naughty comics that are worth your time. I stick with the standards. I find some stuff out there, invariably it stops updating, so I can't recommend it. But I'm the Flying Dutchman of comics. If I start following your site, you've got days to live. I'll put it this way. No sneering, but I like Penny Arcade because of the writing, and I think that, and honestly, they toned down their language a bit. And I have nothing against foul language at all, but they actually are good comedy writers. So I always check in on Penny Arcade occasionally. I think Scott Kurtz is kind of cool because he's always been a good cartoonist, but in the time that I've watched him since 2000, he's changed so much, and now it's more. I'm not as into PvP as I used to be, but it's really amazing to see his style change over time, whatever you may think about the man. And then I like Butternut Squash. I don't know why, but that particular art style appeals to me, and I'm jealous because I can't draw that way. And I read obviously Sluggy Freelance, and I had to give up Sluggy Freelance because man, I got behind a couple of days, and he's merciless. He doesn't stop updating. Then I'm a week behind, and I'm trying to catch up, and I'm months behind. He just won't quit drawing.
That's how I am with Devil's Panties.
Yeah, God love him.
Like, and NS Man Adventures. He updates several times a day.
Yeah. What do you do? He's like, do so that I'm reading.
Is he chained to a basement somewhere? I mean, puts the lotion on the skin.
You should be.
Have you seen Edward Into the Land of Feet and Clockwork?
I may read Sluggy Freelance, but I buy Devil's Panties.
Have you been to the Land of
So does that negate the Flying Dutchman curse?
No.
Oh, God, a window's going to fall on
How
me.
How much equity do you
it.
Have in your home right now?
I'm trying to sell it. Oh, no, I barely paid off the interest.
Could I get one?
I'm selling it for more than I bought it for because it's I don't know. It's not more, as in, if I sell it for what I bought it for, then I only owe $10,000 more.
Sunday's a lot longer than I thought it would be.
Yeah, no, I think that whole lot sleeping. So the kilt blowing was scheduled for 1 a.m. for 2.5 hours, so I've been getting to bed at like 6 and getting up at 9 to set up my table, and I love the kilt blowing, but I'm going to kill the scheduler. I'm going to kill him. Questions?
Oh, wait, what do you read? What do you read?
What do I read?
Yeah. Can I ask you something real quick? Did you ever read Polymer City Chronicles?
Negative.
I killed them too.
You're deleting the history with my comic address from your computer, right?
I'm going to spend extra time on you.
Oh, dear. I make people make evil chuckles.
That was not an evil chuckle.
It is in his mind. He's one of my friends.
It's more like Donald Duck. Oh, you guys have seen Donald and what was it? Full Metal Jacket? Wow, it gets really wrong really fast.
Yeah, I'm not going to need the mic. Okay, I got a song. A sound that will probably wake you up.
No. No, it doesn't have to be the most annoying song in the whole world. I think there was a question over there. We could move on, please. Okay.
Can someone who likes us ask a question?
No. Once you guys discover your fan base, does it shape the way you make your comic or what you talk about in your comic or anything like that?
Why are you looking at me?
I'm amazed because they're really awesome, and it's a little, there's pressure because when you find out, you know, that they're reading your stuff and some of them have firearms, some of them send you pictures of what they do for a living, and what do you call the rabbit on the gunner ship, the really big gun on the top of the tank. So I definitely try to keep my stuff upbeat. Perky. I try not to piss anybody off. I've stopped doing some. I mean, I use the Jesus and the Devil is political commentary, and I found out that I have a lot of readers who are stationed overseas. So I've stopped making any commentary politically. but yeah, I found out that long story or short story.
I'm engrossed, but I have something to add to that.
If you have something to add, then the short version of the story is that I found out that Phil Foglio reads my stuff. So every time I sat there to start drawing, and I was like, no pressure. No, yeah. It has to be better. No, I have to redo the whole thing because it's not drawn well enough.
So I had a similar relationship with someone nobody. Well, you guys, my gamers would know. David. It's Sunday. Anyway, I'll think of it in a minute. But, no, it's not pressure so much. I think the pressure is self-imposed. They're not pressuring you, but because you care about...
Does it change your comic, how you write your comic? Or
I have done fan service, but it's been lampshaded as such. So it's you know, this is fan service, haha, amusing. But not really. My metric is that it must make me laugh. And if it doesn't make me... And that's... Seriously, that's why I do strange things like take a shower for no reason at all at 2 a.m. or get in the car and drive around. You know the thing where you had a great idea in the car one day, so you desperately think, well, if I need a great idea, I'll have to just get in the car and drive to Kmart, and it just doesn't happen that time. You'll start putting on your lucky shirts and things trying to come up with funny ideas, but no, I'm the person I'm trying to point at.
You're right, yes. I totally...
Exactly, that's how it
my
works.
Lucky socks.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm the one I'm trying to please. So no, they don't shape what I do, but I will say... I got an email recently from a guy stationed in Afghanistan, and it was touching to me, and it made me take what I do more seriously. Not I'm changing the world, but it's kind of like, okay, for some people out there, they're actually reading this, and it's not just my hobby. So, I'm gonna stick to my schedule. So I'd say that's it. But no, I don't let my fans dictate, a la Star Trek, who lives and who dies and things like that.
I have to admit, though, not necessarily if I meet the fans, but the feedback from the fans. If after I post a comic, I'll check the forums to see if anybody's talking about it. It's amazing that the comics that I post and think, oh my God, this is going to be huge backlash, or there's going to be drama,
yeah,
nobody cares.
Uh-huh.
But then I'll post something that there's suddenly in the first 5 minutes of the comic going up, there's going to be a forum update, and they are 18 pages into talking about squids. I'm like, all right, I should do more of those. I think The Pretty Princess would have died off long ago if there wasn't this huge, you know, oh my God, that's my favorite character or something. So I definitely think that the reaction to a comic does kind of influence, you know, whether or not I do more on that subject or not.
If I find someone out and about that says they heard my comic, I'm at a point where my first reaction is to correct them. No, they probably haven't. But the only fan whose input that I have taken seriously would be my father. He told me he thought the comic was moving too slow. So I tried to speed it up, and I'm still working on pacing, and he was really nice and condescending, and my father.
No, that's if somebody's going to tell you that you suck, your family is.
Yeah. At least your parents get your comic. I mean, my parents dearly love the fact that I do a comic because it's cute. But if I ask them, hey, did you read, you know, and I think I'm writing comedy, oh, dear God, they should love it. Nah, they never, you know.
My family taught
They're
me
on
how
dial up.
My family taught me how to read using video games. My family gets my comic.
Can I have your family?
All two of them? Sure, I'll share.
All right, cool.
Okay, I'm going to need to wrap up now, but we'll give you a couple of fangirl, fanboy moments up here before we move on to the next one.
I heard today a description that my friend went up to a guy that she adored and said, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't want to go dolphin on you. And he said, what? It was, you know, fangirls make the dolphin noises. What?
I like that.
I was like, yep. It's much better than never mind, that was a rant. No. So anyway, sorry, there was a tangent that just was going to go badly.
My mother complained vociferously about that comic.
She's almost naked, Rowan.
With camel toe?
Woo woo.
Uh-huh.
She's a gnome. It's a different aesthetic.
My mom's uncomfortable by the What Not Say in the Bedroom cartoons. but she loved the scroll button cartoon. All right, gentlemen, you know how to use a mouse. Are there any children here? All right, you know how to use a mouse. You put your finger here, and you put your finger here, and you roll the scroll button. Now, your girlfriend says you need to practice. Let's know the scroll button. My sister called me and said, ew, and my mom called me and said, I want a T-shirt. We done?
Hey, yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, guys.